Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Do you ever feel like you're holding yourself back from greatness? Are you struggling to complete something you've started? Well, if so, you just need to sign up for my premium greatness coaching program. Just kidding, I don't have anything like that. I only have a standard greatness coaching program. Or now that I think about it, I don't even have that. I need to work on getting my greatness coaching programs in order. But in the meantime, some real talk. A listener has a question about how every time they start to make progress, they find themselves holding back, maybe even sabotaging themselves. I don't think they actually use the word self-sabotage, but it's kind of what it sounds like. And I can relate because even though I joke about my premium greatness coaching program, I too sometimes feel like this. In fact, I think everyone does, at least in some form or fashion. So what can be done in this situation? Let's see if we can help Jennifer. Jennifer is our caller. And just maybe not only Jennifer, but somebody else out there. Let's find out after this quick message from our sponsor.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Jennifer, and I'm calling in from Boston. My question is a lot like the ones you featured on imposter syndrome or otherwise getting in your own way, but it also feels a little different. I've been trying to start a side hustle for years, and every time I start to make progress, I hold back. It's like I don't allow myself to succeed or even to fully try. I've thought about this a lot and even asked my therapist why I keep returning to this pattern. Part of it is fear of change, or at least that's what the therapist said, but I really do want to move past it. Whatever the origin is, how can I push through this wall? Thanks for any advice you have.
Jennifer, I hear you. Thank you for the question. First of all, there are seasons to these things. Sometimes, you know, I have felt stuck on something for years, and then I end up having a breakthrough that couldn't have occurred until then, or at least it didn't occur for whatever reason. So I'm not telling you to wait, of course. Like, you want to fix this now, and I totally respect that. I'm just saying don't beat yourself up over the past. So let's focus on the present and perhaps the future. For now, since you know this about yourself, and maybe anybody else out there, as I said, I'm wondering if there's a way you can future-proof part of your life to foster higher odds of success. Okay, there's a lot in that sentence. Let's break it down. Future-proof part of your life. What can you do to, as I said, foster higher odds of success, be more successful in the future? You know, just a couple of examples. One of the things I love about public events, for example, just like producing an event or agreeing to speak at an event or whatever it is that there is this built-in deadline. And, you know, I often find myself feeling stuck or holding myself back. Something else that may or may not be like what Jennifer was mentioning. But when I've got this built-in deadline, I can't run from it. You know, like long ago, I did a book tour to all 50 states and I had no idea how I was going to do it logistically. And I was also a little bit afraid of public speaking and I don't know, just so many things. I was like, how does this even work? But I just said, I'm going to do it. And then I had to. So future-proofing can be done in lots of ways. It doesn't have to involve necessarily a 50-state book tour. It really just starts with the design process of any project or side hustle or business idea, whatever it is you're trying to do. And then, you know, looking ahead as much as possible and saying, or asking rather, where might I get stuck this time? You know, I know I've gotten stuck before. I know I have found myself like holding myself back. Perhaps that self-sabotage phrase I used earlier. What can I do to perhaps give myself some help in advance? How can I maybe steer that off or at least foresee, okay, here's where I'm going to have that difficulty. I know I've had it before. This time, I want to move forward. I want to get, you know, hopefully all the way to actually having the side hustle or the project out there. But if not that, I want to get further than I did last time so that the next time I'll have even higher odds of success. So future-proof your life, future-proof your plans as much as possible. Wherever you can't help yourself out in advance, your future self is going to appreciate it. So those are my words of advice for whatever they're worth. And listeners, if you have a question, something you're working on or struggling with, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Love to know what you're up to. We'll continue to feature them each week, along with updates from listeners as they launch their projects. Take care of yourself out there. Do one thing to get closer to a goal you believe in. And of course, we got a new episode coming out tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.